Real Talk on Bracket. This is a tool that watches your client's Slack threads and email chains, spots the moment someone asks for something outside the original contract, and spits out a ready-to-sign change order in under 60 seconds. That's the whole thing. The buyer here is not some abstract freelancer. It's the web designer 3 years into going independent who has a client sending 9 separate rounds of feedback on a 3-round contract and genuinely does not realize she's doing it. She's not malicious. She just has no system keeping score, and neither does he. So he delivers, feels vaguely cheated, invoices the original number, and loses about 8 grand a year doing it. That number comes straight off the bracket page and honestly tracks with what I've heard from people in that world. The math is tricky because pricing wasn't visible in what I looked at, but call it 25 bucks a month, which is about where tools like this land. 1,000 paying freelancers is 25,000 in monthly recurring revenue. Realistic? Churn on freelancer tools is brutal, 12 to 15% monthly, so you're running to stay still. You'd need constant acquisition to grow that base, which means content, ads, or a very strong referral loop. Here's the one thing that could actually make it work. The page calls out the "we talked about it on the call" gray zone, and that is the real insight. The scope creep problem is not just about catching requests, it's about maintaining an authoritative record so neither party can gaslight the other. If Bracket genuinely builds that living audit trail parsed against a signed brief, that's a specific and honest product, not just another reminder tool with a slicker coat of paint. The ugly part is that Honeybook, Bonsai, Dubsado, and a half dozen other client management platforms are all circling this exact problem. None of them have cracked the conversation parsing angle yet, but they have the distribution, the billing integrations, and the existing customers. Bracket would have to win on that specific AI monitoring feature before any of those platforms copies it, which in practice means you probably have 18 months before this becomes a checkbox on someone else's dashboard. I'd ask 3 real prospects before another hour of building.